CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
What time are you going to get home this afternoon, dear?
Want another corn muffin?
No, thanks, Aunt Effie. I got to get going.
Well, you only had one.
Yes, I know, but...
Well, don't you like them?
Oh, I love them, Aunt Effie. As a matter of fact, I didn't have one. I had two, but it's late already.
Oh.
Got to leave.
You didn't answer me, dear.
No, I know. I was coping with a corn muffin situation.
Oh.
What'd you ask me?
What time are you getting home this afternoon from work?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know. Usual time, I suppose. Why?
Because Aunt Effie and I are going to wash and iron today, but we do want to go to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it would be easier to wait until you get home to stay with Bobby.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, no, wait a minute. I got to stop and pick up my two speakers. The guy said they'd be here today. Golly, I got to call Bill Newton, too, and tell him so he can come over and we'll get him hooked up today.
What do you mean, two speakers?
We had a perfectly good hi-fi. Suddenly it wasn't good enough.
Oh, he had to have stereo.
Well, darn, stereo is hi-fi, too. It just has greater depth.
Yeah.
I mean, you have two speakers for one thing. And
why do you need two?
He doesn't need two, Aunt Effie. The one we had was just wonderful. Really.
Now, look, anyone who loves good music.
Well, I certainly love good music.
Well, I do, too, but I never hear you and Bill even discussing the music end of it, dear. All you talk about is amps and preamps and tuners and tweeters and woofers and what's the best this and that. And the mess in your den this past month, which you won't even let me touch to clean.
Now,
really,
Bill has been assembling everything, but today we'll have it all hooked up and have the music going. You know, I can hardly wait. Boy, and you wait until you hear how it sounds on stereo.
Uh-huh. Well, please try to get home as quickly as possible, as soon as you pick up the speakers, because Aunt Effie and I want to go shopping.
Look, Bob, here's why you can't balance these books. Put this little item over here, and you come out okay.
You're right.
Then what's wrong with you?
I've had a nagging backache lately with sleepless nights. Makes me feel worn out.
Then why not do something about it?
But what?
I tried Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
Honestly, where can he be? I just called his office.
He's home.
He's home.
He just came in the front door, lugging a big box. Then he went out to get the car to get another one.
Yeah. Open the door, please.
All right.
Look out.
Aunt Effie and I have been waiting.
I know. I got out of the way. Really out of the way.
Boy. Well, I can't help it, honey. I'm sorry. I got away from the office late, and then I had to pick up the speakers. Is Bill here?
No, but he called, said he'd be right over. Now, listen, don't you and Bill get so engrossed in hooking up this stereo business that you don't hear Bobby when he wakes up from his nap. He went to sleep late, so he ought to stay asleep for a while.
Yeah. I've got my hat and coat and grocery list. I think we left it in the kitchen.
All right, Aunt Effie. Now, we've got a lot of shopping at the supermarket.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'll probably have this hooked up by the time you get back. And, you know, I can hardly wait.
Betsy got home from school and went down to Elwyn's to play. So
I'll tell you what, honey. We'll have a good music session tonight, huh? The way we always plan to do and never get around to it. You know, I think it's time Betsy get a real understanding and a love for good music.
Uh-huh, yes.
Now that we have a stereo, she can really appreciate the nuances, you know? It's like you're having an orchestra right in the room. Wait till you hear it.
Uh-huh.
We'll have a good music session tonight.
Yes, well, we'll see, dear. We'll see.
We'll see? What's the matter with you? You've always said that...
I know, dear, but it is late now. We've yet to do the shopping. Then dinner, then dishes, then Betsy may have homework before she goes to bed. I just mean, fine, at this time, you know, we will.
But darling, that is our trouble. We don't take time. We've always had these great ideas about listening to music or studying a language, but we just never take the time.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, get it hooked up, and then we'll see about it. Come on, Aunt Mississippi. And Effie, don't carry in those heavy grocery sacks.
Oh, this isn't a heavy one. I don't want to come in empty-handed. Goodness, the money you spend.
Well, I just do the big shopping like this once a month.
Mm. Mommy!
Yes, dear, we're back. I just replenish things I've used, you know, so I have plenty of things on hand for emergencies.
Mommy!
Yes, dear, would you go and ask Daddy to bring in the heavy grocery sacks from the car?
You should see the living room, Mommy. It's a worse mess.
What do you mean?
Yes, what do you mean, a mess? I vacuumed it myself today and picked up everything.
Well, you should see it now. Daddy and Bill moved all that terrible-looking stuff into the living room, and I think it looks awful.
What terrible-looking stuff? Come on in, Effie. Is Bill still here?
No, he had to go on home to dinner. And I told Daddy I didn't think he'd like it.
Oh, hi, honey. Are you home? Come here. Come on in here and look.
Yes, so you've just been Oh!
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah, I know it's kind of a mess, but look, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. What are you doing?
Well, darling, Bill and I decided the stereo would be better in the living room. We got to thinking about it, and we decided...
I thought you were having it in your den.
He is going to have it in his den. Well, I'm certainly not going to have this mess.
No, darling, it will not be a mess forever. We just wanted to get it hooked up, that's all. Now, if you'll just... Just wait just a second here. I can let you hear how it sounds. And, honey, I tell you, it is magnificent. Hand Daddy that screwdriver.
This one?
Yeah. I tell you, honey, it sounds marvelous.
Well, it looks terrible.
Yes, it certainly does. All those wires running all over the floor and those terrible-looking motors or whatever they are.
Motors? Those are the amplifiers. That's the preamp. That's the tuner. And over there is a record changer.
Aunt Effie is right. My lovely living room looks like a repair shop. Really, dear.
Well, look, you always say you love good music.
I do love music.
All right, all right.
Don't...
Bill and I had this hooked up in my den. Then we decided that that was the wrong place for it. I mean, Bill said the perfect place for it was the living room. Well, I mean, we didn't know why we didn't think of it before. You know, it was so obvious. I never thought of it because I, you know, had the other in my den. But Bill just took one look at the living room here and he said, "Damn, those two end windows set back as sort of an alcove be the perfect sounding board, you know. Put the speakers right under the two window seats, you know. And look at the money. They just fit there perfectly.
Well, they look awful.
Oh, they do not look
well,
awful.
They look funny.
I think so, too. They look out of place. And, my goodness, look at all the books he's taken out of the bookcase and piled all over.
We can put the books somewhere else.
You're not planning to leave these whatever they...
Those are the two amplifiers
down
below, and up here is the preamp.
No,
now, learn
preamp.
That. That's the tuner.
You're not leaving them there with all those tubes and wires and things.
I said Mommy wouldn't like it.
Now, look, there is nothing wrong with the tuner. It's just very attractive, just as it is. I'll get a cover of some kind for the preamp.
Well, at least slide those doors and get it down to the bottom. That'll cover up the worst looking.
Please, will you? Those are the amplifiers. They got to have plenty of air.
You don't mean all this is going to show.
Well, no, dear, I don't mean that. Eventually, I'll get it all fixed up with a ventilation screen for the amplifiers, a cover for the preamp.
You have drilled holes in my bookcase.
Oh, of course, the wires have to go through.
I said Mommy wouldn't like it.
And look at the record changer sitting all the way across the room on the end table with all these wires across the rug.
Well, I mean, the wires will be taken care
where
of.
Where is the record changer going to go? Now, just what did you have in mind for that?
It's not
going to
go anywhere. This is the perfect place for it. Bill and I decided you could, sit right here in that big easy chair, turntable on one side, and the records on the other, one of those low record cabinets that I'll have to get. You won't even have to move, you know what I mean? Just pick out a record, just put it on.
Isn't that going to have a cover or something? You're just going to sit there with the arms showing and everything?
Well, what is wrong with
what I don't understand is why you got so many awful-looking pieces of equipment. Then you want to leave them just sitting around in this lovely living room.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get one nice-looking phonograph the way everybody else does? Like the one you had before.
I said Mommy and Aunt Effie wouldn't like it.
Now, look here, young lady.
Oh, the groceries. We didn't bring them in.
Oh, but never mind the groceries, will you? I'll have this hooked up in just 1 minute. And if you music lovers will just listen to this magnificent song.
Never mind the music. All the frozen things I bought will be defrosted. Now help unload the car, will you, please?
All right. Then, by golly, you're going to sit down and listen.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Say one thing about daytime stars, they never shine in your eyes. As a matter of fact, on a clear day, you can't hardly see them. But CBS radio has developed a species of star that's mighty pleasant on the ear. Sound like a tall order? Suggest you can easily check on this. Simply tune in your local CBS radio station. It's the one you're listening to right now. And keep an ear peeled while the following stars do their stuff. Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore, Art Linkletter on House Party, and Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Now, you know from the names, we cannot be exaggerating. Godfrey and Moore, Linkletter, Crosby and Clooney do their stuff every Monday through Friday. They are the daytime stars who never shine in anyone's eye and are so easy and pleasant on the ear. Arthur, Gary, Art, Bing, and Rosie are part of the different sound that makes such a sound difference in what you hear when you're tuned to this CBS radio station. Enjoy them often at the star's address.
Mommy and Effie, come on. Daddy says he thinks we finally got it working now.
Oh, honestly, I'm washing dishes.
And I'm wiping dishes, and we're going to get through. This must be the fifth time he's yelled at us to come running, and then it hasn't worked.
Well, come on, Aunt Effie, let's go in and listen. He got upset. Hardly took time to eat his dinner, you know. He's so anxious to show us how.
Well, I must say, if you were my husband, I certainly wouldn't let him turn my lovely living room into a shambles.
I told Daddy you wouldn't like it, Mommy.
Now, Betsy, I want you to stop saying that. I'll admit Mommy was a little, well, surprised to see all those wires and the equipment all over, but you heard Daddy. Now, when it's finished, it'll be fine. If that's the way Daddy wants it, it's his home. Mommy wants Daddy to be happy.
Yeah, well, look, I'm sorry. I called you in again for nothing, apparently, Bill. Bill and I had it working, but I guess I've done something. I don't know what. Look, I'll just have to wait now until he can come over again to fix it. I'm sorry.
I wanted
you to hear it.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, too. We wanted to hear it, but we can have our good music session some other night. Be even better, because Aunt Effie wants to write a letter and wash her hair, and it's Betsy's bedtime, anyhow. When do you think Bill can come over to fix it?
Oh, golly, I don't know. I call him tomorrow, I hope.
Well, let's pick up a little then. Move things back so the room looks a little better. I'll finish dishes, Aunt Effie. You go wash your hair.
Oh, no, no. I'll help move the furniture back.
Don't touch the furniture, Aunt
Effie. No, I'll do it. We'll do it.
Bill and I got it just right.
What are you talking about? Just right? Well, we're not leaving the soap in these chairs just clumped in the middle of the room.
We have to have them this way to get the full advantage of stereo. I mean, you have to sit in the middle. There are two speakers, don't you understand? Your strings come in from over there, and your woodwinds, you know, the horns and things, come in from over there. It's like having the orchestra right in the room. That's the whole purpose of stereo. Anyhow, what's wrong with the sofa there? That doesn't look too bad. Sweetheart?
Shall I take Betsy on up to bed, dear?
Yes, if you would, please, Aunt Effie.
Oh, no. Why do I always have to go to bed just when things get interesting?
Come on.
Look, you get up those stairs now. Now, look, sweetheart, please, will you have faith in me? All I ask is that you wait and listen. Just listen to how the music sounds when Bill gets it working. Oh, honey, look, I heard you tell Betsy you wanted me to be happy. And honestly, honey, it sounds as though the orchestra's right in the room here with you.
Well, all I can say is that's all I need, a symphony orchestra right in my living room. Oh, Doc, look, be reasonable, honey.
All right, now, wait until tomorrow before you say another word. That's all.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.